This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Scorpion season is here, and it is in full swing. And I am seeing scorpions everywhere where I live. Now, I live in the southwest United States. I had sent a patient at the end of April. There was a child who had gotten stung by one, so I'd sent them to the ER because they called in through telemedicine. And in my neck of the woods, apparently there's a toddler that is currently in the hospital recuperating from a scorpion sting. So I thought we should just quickly talk about these. Deaths from scorpion stings are rare, but there's some mean scorpions out there, and they will sting you in your sleep, sting you if you accidentally step on them. It's not like if you don't bug the bees won't bug you, and you could see them coming, and they're bzzz. Scorpions are silent little suckers. In fact, I was walking with the dog, and all of a sudden, this little, I don't know if we call them arachnids because they have eight legs. Anyway, you see it just kind of fluttering around, and it'll be like this when it, I know I can't do it on radio to show you guys, but it just kind of almost is a little jumpy. And light on its feet, when it runs around, it'll run right across a sidewalk or a hiking trail that you have. And I was with my son, and my son is really good with bugs and insects and animals. And he's like, "What was that?" I go, "That was a scorpion." He's like, No. But it seemed to, and I go, "No, that was eight legs. It has eight legs, so it walks funny. That was a scorpion, and it was light, golden brown, so it was probably a bark scorpion, and bark scorpions are venomous and they can kill. And so we just want people to be aware, especially since some of these kids are heading up ending up in the ER. So these scorpions, they won't bite you, but their stinger and their tail. And for any of you that have seen, was it Clash of the Titans, where there was a scorpion and they had to, and it was, gosh, I'm thinking back to my childhood, but I think there was a movie where the scorpion stinger was trying to get them and they could swing that tail around, kind of like a tether ball. So unfortunately, it's pretty easy to get affected. The other thing too is it blends in with a lot of people's carpet and tile. I was cleaning the kitchen and I went to grab this lemonade pitcher and there was a scorpion in the lemonade pitcher. I'm like, what the hell is going on there? And for me, you know, I'll grab a pitcher and then I'll put it underwater and add the stuff in there. I wouldn't have even seen. Can you imagine drinking from a pitcher that had a scorpion? The funny thing is when you look at the picture of the scorpion, there's a second piece, a second stinger, meaning there might have been another scorpion with it that it ate. So I talked to the neighbors. The neighbors think they would come from the roof and they would fall through the light fixtures. I mean, scorpions will live anywhere they want to. So it's pretty scary stuff. So most are not venomous, but the Centroides sculpteritus is the Arizona bark scorpion, and that can be deadly. And remember, you got pets as well. These scorpions could kill your pet. So first, never be barefoot, even in your house. You also have to move furniture away from the walls. These scorpions will climb walls. So if your bed is up against the wall to give yourself a little bit of more square footage, that's not good because they could climb and then get on the bed. And even though they could probably climb the bed, keep yourself away from the walls. I think that's important. And not to mention, sometimes the bed makes noise, so you definitely don't want to be hitting the wall anyway. So make sure there's some space. Some novices don't realize that. Always wear foot coverings. Seal the cracks in the walls, floors, ceilings. If you are out and about in a hiking, you know, we're worried about rattlesnakes, but also these scorpions can sting you. So make sure you're tucking your pants into your socks. I know the neighbor's going to make fun of you, you know, thinking you're, you know, what the hell are you doing? But listen, you know, when you're on a hike and you're out there in the desert or walking around, these are things you need to be aware of. If you get stung, it hurts. And it gets very, very red, very round, swollen, because your body is trying to block off the venom. The venom contains neurotoxins, specifically chlorotoxin. That can interfere with neuromuscular processes in the body by blocking chloride channels. And that could cause severe reactions. So not only can you get the redness and the swelling and the pain, but you could also become short of breath. You could have spasticity. You could go into a coma, and sadly, you could die. So it could also drop your blood pressure, cause seizing. So whenever you get stung by a scorpion, and if you aren't sure what it is and it's still sitting there, maybe, you know, without getting stung, try to isolate it. Then call 911 if at all you're having severe symptoms. You've got to clean off the wound. You got to use soap and water, put a cool compress. But if in doubt, I would say definitely get it checked out and get yourself to a medical facility. Now, we do have antivenom, but not everywhere. Antivenom, like Anascor, is in many of the ERs. I'm not sure if a lot of urgent cares carry it. It has been approved by the FDA, especially for the bark scorpion sting. But for mild ones, you could use Tylenol, acetaminophen, cool compresses. The problem is not only could the neurotoxins eventually cause sequelae, but you could also have an allergy to the toxin. And so we don't want you just going, well, I got stung, we'll see what happens in the morning. Make sure you contact a medical provider right away, because these reactions come pretty quickly. When I did find scorpions, and I posted on Facebook, and people said, you know, call SWAT, get a flamethrower. One piece of advice, which was very smart, is to get rid of, don't just smash the scorpion and leave the dead parts. It could attract other scorpions. Clean insects. Make sure you are very judicious with your extermination. Scorpions love insects. So even though we're in a drought, but then we've had a lot of rain, the water puddles attract insects, and that's what scorpions eat. So they'll come in to take advantage of that. The striped bark scorpions have a dark stripe on them. The Arizona bark scorpions are tan to yellow. They're about maybe 2.5 to 3.5 inches long. And then you could use a UV light to look at night to find them. They will light up at night using a UV light. So if you're looking around your bedroom or around your house, they'll show up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are mixed on do we believe what's going on in the news or not? Are they making a bigger deal about the border than it is or not? And people are mistrustful of where they're getting their information. But I can tell you from what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is that it is it's a mess. And being a daughter of an immigrant who had to wait 20 years to be able to get to America, it is something that we need to perfect if we are going to be and continue to be the best country in the universe. And so the chaos that's ensuing, we're starting to see some of the ramifications. Because originally it was just about Texas, it was just about Arizona. We didn't hear much coming out of New Mexico. Well, now we're hearing from Chicago, where residents of Chicago's South Side are protesting the plans to house illegal immigrants in an abandoned high school in their neighborhood because they say it would endanger black residents already struggling. Now, I think only one bus of migrants has arrived to Chicago this week. Others have prior. But they are expecting a lot more to come to Chicago. Many of those who live in the area are concerned about the decision's impact on the community, with several black members in the area protesting the move. J. Darnell Jones, a resident of South Shore, said, "Why would any leader put our black communities already riddled with crime at further risk by placing unvetted, non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?" South Shore community advocate Natasha Dunn insisted that those have been dumped in the neighborhood lack long-term supervision and housing. They say our specific frustration lies in the continuous and blatant disregard for the safety and overall quality of life for black residents, as many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan in place to monitor and house them long term. Now, they're not wrong. If we're going to be taking in a migrant, and we're not using the term illegal, alien, those terms are now obsolete. In fact, the Supreme Court, in a recent ruling on a transgender asylum seeker, is using the term non-citizen. Now, non-citizens are a little tricky because non-citizens could be somebody who's a resident, has a visa, is working here, is in the process. So we've been using the term illegal aliens for those who have snuck over and did it illegally. And many people feel there still should be that term because they violated laws and they got here illegally. Those coming here legally seeking asylum should not be called illegal aliens. There should be a different term. But we're still evolving on what terms to use. And so, you know, as a physician, I'm worried about the health of not only the Americans who are taking on individuals who might not be vetted health-wise, but also the health of the migrants. These are individuals who have been traveling for miles, possibly assaulted, malnourished, dehydrated, no medical care, no jobs, no home, now possibly in America, homeless, not having access to facilities, and many of the facilities are already overrun. We don't have enough facilities for citizens, let alone non-citizens. Let alone many of the gotaways. I don't like the term gotaway, but gotaway is a term they're using more than illegal aliens, of individuals that are coming across not getting caught or vetted. So many communities who are already struggling to have access to the local clinics or the schools or the are speaking out. Then on top of that, this happened where this was in New York, where 20 homeless veterans were evicted from a hotel to make room for migrants. And Sharon Tony Finch, CEO of the Yerk Israel Tony Foundation, is a disabled veteran. And she said, "We are trying to regain their trust. They are very upset because of how they have been replaced, and we are too." So homeless veterans were evicted from Orange County hotels this week to make room for migrants that were coming up. And so local leaders have been condemning it. Several hotels in Newburgh and Middleton apparently have been taking in migrants, which is very, very nice for them to do, but to displace a homeless veteran, and we only have X amount of beds. We only have X amount of room. We have a big, beautiful country, but we don't have the facility or the infrastructure, not for the thousands upon thousands of people that are coming each day. So leaders in the veteran community were quick to denounce the evictions of the former soldiers, many of whom are struggling with PTSD. According to David Riley, Senior American Legion Department of New York Commander, said these veterans serve their country, amen, taking an oath to put themselves in harm's way if need be. They deserve better. We owe them, our country, our state, our citizens owe them. And so we don't have enough facilities for homeless individuals. Many homeless individuals are just on the street. We don't have enough facilities for migrants, so we need to build that or figure out our infrastructure or slow down the numbers of people coming in. I mean, I can't tell you how many countries currently in this world where individuals want to leave that country and come to America. I don't blame them. But there has to be a process. And I'm not saying everybody has to wait 20 years like my family had to. But there has to be a process. Fortunately, when the visas were allowed, and my grandmother, who was a Holocaust survivor in the 60s, was finally able to come to America, they went through a very regimented process of learning the language, which we are so grateful for, that America took the time to teach them the language and offer classes. They learned the Constitution. They passed their citizenship tests, paid their taxes, and became citizens. That takes time. That's a process. We were very fortunate, for even though it was 20 years too late and a lot of our family were killed in the Holocaust, at least my family was able to make it, and we're grateful. Grateful to America for that. But you have American citizens that have fought for this country being displaced. You have black communities who are, as they said, making communities, building what they have with whatever resources they have, just for those to be disrupted by other individuals without a plan. There has to be a plan. Now, I understand people are really, really upset at Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending individuals to these other cities. But all I could say from a doctor standpoint is, if your hospitals are overwhelmed and your medical centers are overwhelmed, you have to transfer patients. And if you don't have enough facilities and it's a public health risk, it's on us to make sure they go to an area that isn't overwhelmed. And when you have cities that say, look, come here, and we're sanctuary cities, we're here for you, is that just talk, or are they really there for them? Was it just to get a vote, or are they real sanctuary cities where individuals that are flooding Texas have now a place to go north of Texas? If Texas cities are overrun from a medical standpoint, we have to move them to other facilities, other areas. Now, if everybody says, but we don't have a plan, well, Texas doesn't have a plan, and they're asking for help, and the government's not helping. National Guard troops are nice, but we needed them thousands upon thousands, half a million migrants ago. And then, of course, why isn't Mexico and these other countries helping them? Why are many of these countries not countries that are hospitable to their citizens? What the hell are they doing? More than, I think, 65,000 migrants have come to New York City right before Title 42 ended, which we're expecting to be more. So they're sheltering, feeding, caring for them. And so far, so good. But at some point, the system is going to break. And when local community leaders are saying, we can't manage this, we need help, and you're sacrificing what we already are struggling with more, and our veterans are very poorly taken care of, as we shouldn't have any homeless veterans. Mind you, many of them are traumatized. Many of them may fall ill mentally and not be able to keep jobs. It is our duty, if we have anybody serve our country, to help them, transition them, and be there for support and help heal them if we can. This is why recruiting is at an all-time low. Individuals feel like they'll serve their country and then they'll get forgotten. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent defaults.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging his colleagues to quickly deal with proposed amendments to the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill approved by the House last night. It passed by a nearly 3-1 margin with bipartisan support, like New York Republican Nicole Malliotakis.
This is the first time where we're seeing actual deficit reduction. We're seeing a actual spending cut. We're going to spend less money next year than we did last year.
The Senate could pass the bill as soon as today. There is, reported by several news outlets, a tape of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he says he took with him when he left the White House. That recording could seriously undercut Trump's claim that he could keep some records and automatically declassify them. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolia Show. Regarding scorpions, Rich writes, if it's anything I learned when I was doing biological field studies in the American West was to shake your boots out first thing in the morning before putting them on. They were intense. On the order of 5 weeks. He says scorpions like warm, moist places, especially in the desert, where it can get really cold at night. Absolutely, he's right about that. I shake out my shoes every time I get into my shoes, probably because I just grew up in the Southwest, because of black widows and spiders, and so I always shake out the shoe before I put my foot into it. Thank you for that. Yeah, I should have remembered to tell you guys that. That's a fantastic piece of advice. All right, let's talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. So we have a little bit more information on the myocarditis risk that had been linked to the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the myocarditis cases had been reported to VAERS. I think there were some that weren't reported. Many individuals had some chest pain. They didn't want to go to the doctor. They couldn't go to the doctor. And if it was mild, they worked through it. I did. I, after the booster, had about a month of chest pain. And I should have. I just was busy. And I figured, you know what? It probably is inflammation of the heart. And I just didn't. So my number isn't counted. And I can't confirm that's what it was. But according to the CDC, after they reviewed vaccine safety data, in the 12 to 15-year-old age group, there were 70.7 cases per every million dose given of the Pfizer-BioNTech of the myocarditis or pericarditis. This was over 350 million vaccines given. So there were 70 per million, 70 cases. In the 16 to 17-year-old group, there were 105.9 cases per million doses given. In the 18 to 24-year-old case, there were 52.4 cases and 56.3 cases per million doses of the Pfizer and Moderna, respectively. Now, the reason why we don't have the Moderna data for the previous ones is Moderna wasn't given to those under 18. So we only have Pfizer data. For people say, oh, well, the Pfizer data, Pfizer is worse than Moderna. We've had studies showing it could be either, if not more, with the Moderna, because the Moderna vaccine was not given to kids. The only one approved for children was Pfizer at the time. And so that's why most of the data is showing Pfizer. As of March 2nd, there's been 1,059 reports among younger individuals under the age of 18 for potential cases. 244 are remaining under review. And so there's other data that is being reviewed and reported. In terms of deaths after COVID-19 vaccines, VAERS is reporting 19,476 preliminary reports, or 0.0029% of those vaccinated. Now, I understand that some cases might not be attributed to the vaccine, so this number could be an underestimation. There could also be an overestimation if individuals had a heart attack and they said, but I had gotten the vaccine in the last 6 months. Well, then how do you know if it was the vaccine or not? So a study has looked at why was there myocarditis, and more in men. Why? It was fascinating to see that men seem to have more of the myocarditis complication than females. And so one theory was maybe many more men are in the gym. You know, did they look at, were many of these men very physically active? Do men have a higher inflammatory system, which is something that I had predicted when COVID was killing more men than women? Where I had said, look, if your boyfriend or husband or male kids say, woe is me when they're sick, while the females are like, oh, I could still, push through and still push through. I'm like, that it's not that guys are babies. There's a chance that when a man gets sick, he feels it much harder. That there is, people say, oh, it's because they're wimps. They're not wimps. I believe that their immune response might be worse. Because with females, they have to still be able to carry the baby. They still have to be able to care for their young. And so maybe it's tempered a little bit in the female biological body. Because they don't want every time a woman gets a cold or COVID or anything like that, then the baby all of a sudden gets attacked by the immune response. And so maybe it's tempered. Whereas with males, when they get sick, whoa, they're down for the count. So anytime people said, oh, men are babies, look, they're lying in bed, I don't think they're being babies. I just think they're having a harder time than some of us who aren't men. So scientists from Yale University School of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut, looked at a group of 23 patients who had vaccine-associated myocarditis. Now, remember, myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis is inflammation or swelling of the membrane around the heart, and a pericarditis or around-the-heart inflammation. And scientists found that the condition was caused not by antibodies produced by the vaccine, but by the body's natural immune response to the vaccine. Well, that to me is a no-brainer. That's kind of what we thought all along. Because if the myocarditis cases were happening more in men, then it might not be the spike protein per se, but the way the body is reacting. Men might have a much more stronger, robust, dramatic immune response. So the researchers examined a number of different mechanisms in terms of immune responses and were able to rule out adaptive immune responses. So no specific antibody-mediated responses targeting the virus or the heart itself. So what they're basically saying is when these gentlemen or when individuals got the vaccine and it induced an immune response, the inflammatory cells were maybe so much or in an order or in a time pattern that caused the heart to be inflamed while it was doing everything it was, while the immune response was waking up to the new vaccine, which is kind of something we suspected the whole time. The 23 patients included in the study were from the ages of 13 to 21, average age of 16. Males were 87% of the group, according to the journal Science Immunology. All of were generally healthy before receiving the vaccine. Most of them started experiencing symptoms within 4 days after receiving the second dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Remember, many of them were under 18. That's why Pfizer was more common. Researchers looked at several causes of the myocarditis, including an immune response to antibodies triggered by the vaccine, an allergic reaction to the vaccine and antibodies that specifically targeted the heart. And after ruling all those possibilities out, they concluded that the vaccine triggered an exaggerated immune response in which the heart was inadvertently affected. Now, this is something that happens when we have individuals that react to certain things. Now, they could also react that way to COVID itself. The immune system could wake up to COVID and cause. That's why you would hear public officials say you could get myocarditis with COVID, because people getting COVID can have chest pain and inflammation of the heart. We saw people have heart attacks because of COVID. So, again, is it that the COVID virus is infecting the heart, or is it your immune response to COVID? And what's interesting is early on with the COVID pandemic, we would give people steroids to calm down their immune response. You want your body to fight the virus, but sometimes your body is fighting the virus so much that the did you guys ever see Team America? Right, the one with the puppets, the South Park guys? Well, apparently in that movie, they tried to save Paris from the terrorists. And while they're saving Paris, they basically destroy the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower. They just destroy everything. So at the end, they're like, you see what we did? You know, we killed the terrorists, but the whole city was messed up. That's kind of what might be happening with our immune system. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are expecting record numbers to hit the road for Memorial Day weekend, summer travel, as people want to get out of Dodge. And the family trips, the road trips, are more and more popular these days because it's cheaper than air travel. But when we do travel, we need to think about health. We do need to think about kids being, I don't want to use the word distracted, but entertained, because driving and having kids in the background yelling and screaming, not safe. So joining us next, I am so excited to have, is Lynn Lilly, do-it-yourself craft expert, founder of Craft Box Girls. We've seen her on Good Morning America, Hallmark, Home and Family, HSN, and she's going to talk to us about how to make family road trips tolerable and successful. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia. Yep, I've got all the tips that will hopefully make your road trips a little bit better.
Oh, my God, we love it. Because, you know, having kids, it's so funny because, you know, they're excited about the trip, but the anxiety parents have with the drive and with taking them, we're grateful that you're giving advice. So talk to us about the family road trip and what you're recommending.
Yes, all right. So I have a 2- and a 5-year-old, so I know a little something about this. So I definitely like to try and avoid it, the kids saying, are we there yet? So in order to do that, I think it's important you've got to have snacks and activities to keep them entertained. So one of the top things that I use for road trips, and I actually keep this in my car all the time, is car caddy. So a container that you're going to keep friendly games, mini coloring books, you know, things that work easy in the car, like colored pencils. Even if you're going to have electronics. And you also want to have those convenient and healthy snacks in there. And I love the convenient and healthy snacks because we want to keep the kids satisfied and tantrum-free. We want to stock up on those better-for-you, mess-free snacks and beverages from our family favorite, which is Good to Grow. So they have a line of juices, milk, and new snackers. And they combine fun and nutrition with these cute collectible character tops. So I like to say, for miles of smiles. My girls absolutely love them. We've been collecting these cute character tops for years.
And I love that you bring that up, because whenever we travel with the kids, they'll see a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box, and you know, we're Godspeed these places being there for people on the road. But I worry about, you know, I worry about them because on vacation they're not eating their typical fruits and vegetables anyway, and that's getting more expensive, and it adds to the cost of the trip. And I think a lot of people forget to pre-plan, pre-pack, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing when it comes to road trips, thinking ahead, right, from the activities to the healthier snacks. I definitely like to go healthier snacks for my girls because we want to avoid that sugar crash meltdown. You know that can be terrible when you've got kids in the car, you're trying to focus driving. And I like that Good to Grow fits that bill. So it's got better for them ingredients, and it's also perfect because it's inconvenient, mess-free packaging, so we're not going to make a mess in the car. And those juice bottles and the new snackers, they have containers that are reusable. Let me tell you some of my favorites. The new Good to Grow snackers, they are absolutely delicious. They're yummy, bite-sized baked oat and wheat crackers, and they're in a resealable, collectible cup. So you've got the cute little character on the top, and let me tell you, these are so good. My husband and I want to snack on them, too.
Oh, yum.
The juice is so cute with those character tops. They're mess-free. They're not going to spill. And if your kids like milk, my girls absolutely love milk. They're organic milk. It's packed with 8 grams of protein, and it's a great source of vitamin A and D. So all around healthy for the road trip. We know that sugar crash meltdown can be a tough one in the car.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because with kids, you know, sometimes you want them to have the familiarity of something from home, but on the other end, you want something new and exciting. And so, you know, having that you know, where they'll only get that when they're in the car, and when they're sometimes that also is. So there's definitely pros to doing it either way. And another thing that we also suggest, which you have suggested too, is habits a little bit more structured. With kids, I like to, especially when they're old enough, know that, look, we're not going to stop at every stop. You know, this is going to be the plan. Mm-hmm. So don't be asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because this is the plan. And so this way it's not, willy-nilly. And because the structure helps them, especially with diet and crafts.
Yes, we know that too. And so I like to think about other activities that they can do in the car, right? The kids often want to have the tablets out and want to watch movies and play video games, but think about the activities that don't need a device. So travel is always a good time for kids to connect with their families. They can learn about the world around them. So consider things that are screen free. So maybe you give the kids a map, and on that map, they're tracking the cities that you're driving through. They're circling them, or maybe they're drawing a picture next to them. Or maybe you're giving your kids a journal. They can document what they see out the window, or they can even write their own adventure tale, that goes along with the different paths you're taking on your road trip. Another fun one I like to recommend is if parents want to get a little crafty, you can make your own magnetic letter board. So if you've got a label maker at home and you've got a larger magnet, which you can always get at the craft store and some magnetic strips, you can create a letter board with a little kid. Like my daughter, who's 5, she's learning how to spell words and put sentences together. So it's a really fun way to combine learning and crafting. And you could always play the ever popular license plate bingo that I think we all played when we were little.
And, you bring up a good point we bring up on the show. Summertime is 3 months of no school. And these kids can learn. We're losing out on months of opportunities to teach them things. So I love the idea of them learning while they go.
Yes, absolutely. I think giving them those opportunities to learn, even when they don't realize they're actually learning, right? And also channeling that creativity. That's why I love giving things like a journal where you let kids kind of express their creativity. You never know what they're going to channel, but it's a good brain exercise for them.
So true. We're speaking to Lynn Lilly, do-it-yourself craft expert, founder of Craft Box Girls. Any other suggestions you have for a successful road trip?
Yeah, so I always have an emergency mess kit in my car that has things like wipes, a portable vacuum, garbage bags, paper towels, and even a change of clothes for the kids. My girls are prone to getting car sick, so that's a big one for me. And remember, quiet time. So you could turn your car into a nap zone, right? So only for the kids, though. But make sure that you bring travel pillows, maybe window shades, your kids' favorite blankets and stuffed animals, so that they can enjoy themselves napping. And guess what? Right now, Good to Grow is giving away all these kid-friendly travel products to their on-the-road sweepstakes. So 5 lucky winners are going to win everything that you need for a perfect road trip, and it's valued at over $800. They're also doing other fun weekly giveaways, so a great way to get ready for your summer road trip.
I love it. How can my listeners find more information?
Yeah, so you can head to goodtogrow.com to find out and register for the sweepstakes and find a store locator so you can stock up on those juices and snackers. And if you want more creative ideas on how to keep the kids busy, whether you're in the car or you're on vacation, you can head to my website, craftboxgirls.com.
Well, love it, man. You are an angel. I wish I knew you years ago when my kids were younger and real pains in the butt, because it's a godsend. So, thank you, Lynn. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. Safe travels and have great vacations this summer.
You too, you too. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My father used to yell at me and the kids when we would fight. He'd be like, ceasefire, ceasefire. You know, he was in the military. So he would tell us ceasefire every time we were fighting. And one time he was screaming what I thought was ceasefire, but it was actually fire. And there was a fire on the highway that we had to actually drive through. And it was probably the most exciting thing ever. But I wasn't looking to him because he was always saying ceasefire, and then he was actually saying there's a fire, but he shut the hell up, so I could drive through this. So it's for those of you that are a little stressed about driving with the kids, we get you. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.